Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习这条英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博。今天呢是进入连载三。看不懂的话可以看看连载一就知道这条短信是什么背景，那我就不多加解释，直接进入正题。但是呢有一个值得提示的是哈，这个 CJ 这个人已经用了三次借口，现在你们看到呢是第四个借口，当然他后面还有其他的。那我首先来读一遍短信。
Yeah, I finished the strength part last week. Touched on some of the weaknesses, but not much. Solid.I'll be getting started here in a day or so. We meet him next class. Hey fellas, I'm so sorry, but I have the family emergency to attend to today. I won't be in class today. It'll be looking at the doc tonight to start. Excuse me, I'll be. Thanks guys, God bless. Yo, you good? I hope all is well, man. I'll be praying.
好，那我们现在分析一下。Number one,
solid.
那这个就是比较被熟知的意思呢，就是坚固的、实心的，对吧 ？Solid 等等等等意思。其实还有一个意思就是很好的 ，great, good 的一个意思，用在形容某事做得非常好的时候，你就可以用。举个例子，比如说，I turned in my essay.
然后有人回答 ，solid. I wish I could finish mine this early.
那我把我论文交了 ，I turned in my essay.厉害，我也想这么早就写完，对吧 ？This early， 这么早就写完。
Number two, get started on something, or you can just, you know, drop this on something.
开始做某事，加不加 on something 都可以。
比如说 ，Let's get started on this project，
就我们开始做这个项目吧。其实呢，更常见的一个表达是
Let's get started，
就是什么也不加，就表示我们开始吧。用来替代这个 Let's start。不信你多看看节目或者是美剧等等那些东西，你看看你有听过多少人说过 let's start， 它没有错，但是你也许听过 let's go， 但是你基本上很少听过这个 let's start， 基本上就是用 let's get started。
Number three, or so，
它有非常多的意思，但是在这里呢常用就是表示大约，就和我以前教的这个 personal favorite word 最喜欢的词叫 ish 是一个意思，就表示差不多大约的意思。比如说我们大概早上七点见面吧，那你可以有好几种说法，你可以说
We'll meet up at 7-ish in the morning. Or you can also say We'll meet up at 7 or so in the morning.
等等等等。
Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.